Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, there was a bit of a gathering chatter within Fianna Fáil. There was a survey done by Virgin Media News of Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party members. At least a dozen TDs said that they would back Bertie Ahern if he was the candidate for Fianna Fáil. We had one Fianna Fáil councillor in Kerry mentioned his name as well on the programme this morning, and there's a bit of chatter out there suggesting that, given it's taking so long, given there's no clear word from Fianna Fáil, given a lack of enthusiasm for a number of the candidates that are named around the party in relation to it, it could be an option. Now, there is the continuing battle as well within Fine Gael, or is it really a battle anymore between Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly for the nomination from that party? With me on the line is Mick Clifford, Examiner correspondent, to talk about this issue and an article he has written critical of Fine Gael's handling of the presidential contest. Mick, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Morning, Gerry.
Am I right in drawing a parallel between what's happened over the last number of days between Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly with what happened fairly quickly and sharply in the last leadership contest the party had between Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney? There was an overwhelming avalanche of party members, parliamentary party members, senior ministers coming out backing Leo Varadkar at that time, and it seemed to just swamp the Coveney campaign almost before it started. Has a similar thing happened here with Heather Humphreys?
I think to a large extent it has, Gerry, and I think personally it's not strategically a way that Fine Gael should have gone about things, because as you point out, this happened when Leo Varadkar was going for the leadership. It was effectively a power play, who was going to be the king. Not only that, in terms of those who were immediately out to endorse him, you had the extra cherry on top of jobs for the boys. If you were seen to be one of the leader's early supporters, you know, that's the nature of politics. You'd be in line possibly for a handy job, a job I'm sure people would be well capable of doing, but you know, that's just the nature of politics and there's nothing particularly wrong with it. And it worked very well for Leo Varadkar and those around him at the time. I think, though, the issue is that here we're not talking about a power play for somebody to take over the party. We're talking about a scenario whereby, in the first instance, Fine Gael have never held the presidency. And I think that people should take note of that. They have not, in the history of the state, the oldest party in the state, held the office of the presidency. And then you have a scenario where you have very unfortunate circumstances with Mairead McGuinness, who's a highly competent candidate. So she exits. So you have two people, both of whom I would suggest have a lot of attributes in their own way, and both of whom who would appeal to fairly considerable sections of the electorate. Heather Humphreys, people aware of her background, her time in government, what have you, and Sean Kelly, somebody who has been an MEP, not front and centre on the national stage as a result of being in Europe, but certainly in the south of the country. He was the man who came out tops in the last European elections. He's increased his vote in every election. He won nearly 123,000 votes, and he was the first elected MEP last year during the European elections. He's also, as we know, a former president of the GAA and very much rooted in that association. So for Fine Gael then to come out, all their leading honchos to come out and immediately attempt to blow Sean Kelly's candidacy out of the water, I think strategically was a mistake. Why didn't they put both of them front and centre? They'd have had fine, easy publicity for a few weeks. They'd be able to advertise their whole, the values and the range across the party and what have you. And instead they went about it this way. And I just wonder, are they falling into the trap that party has a number of times in terms of elections, which it would suggest they're not very good at contesting?
Yeah, indeed. And with that in mind, is this about closing off the possibility of Sean Kelly going to the wider party membership as a candidate? Like the way it's done in terms of the members, the councillors and the parliamentary party having different weighted votes. Where it stands at the moment, he might not even make it that far. Are headquarters worried about that? If it went to that, they'd lose control? Is that what's going on here?
Either that, absolutely, Gerry, or else they just want the thing settled very quickly. But one way or the other, like, their approach, to my mind, it's not about our man, our woman, getting them over the line. I would have thought, in terms of a party looking to get the office for the first time, it's about strategically what's the best thing for the party. Now, if, as I point out in the piece, Sean Kelly was some kind of a crank, or if he was a hopeless case, and get him off the pitch fast, grand, that's an understandable strategy. But I don't think anybody could even attempt to suggest Frank or Sean Kelly is any of those things. He's actually a very credible candidate. I have no clue whether, if he had been selected, he would win the election. But I could say with some confidence he'd have as much a shot as any of the prospective candidates. So trying to get him off the pitch as if he was some kind of a dangerous opponent, I'd question whether that was the way to go about things.
Yeah, look, a lot of parties are staying silent on this. The suggestions this morning from Stephen Collins in the Irish Times that Fianna Fáil should be trying to coalesce again with Fine Gael and back Heather Humphreys if she is the candidate. I'm not sure that's going to float within Fianna Fáil. We're now hearing Sinn Féin TD Rose Conway Walsh, who was Kerry Connections herself, said the next president should be really up for the job of reuniting the Ireland of Ireland, and she hasn't ruled herself out. We're yet to hear from Sinn Féin and what their policy is going to be, as we are yet to hear from Fianna Fáil exactly what their policy is going to be. And the name of Bertie Ahern, Mick, is starting to gather a bit of momentum. Is that a runner?
It is. Yeah, it is within Fianna Fáil. And the thing is, I mean, there's two ways looking at it with Bertie Ahern. When he was in office, he was very electable. I think he's the only party leader, apart from Eamon de Valera, to win three general elections. He was an excellent politician from that electoral point of view. Now, two issues arise after he left politics. One was his stewardship of the economy. And to be fair to him, I think there's no question he made mistakes there. But I would wonder whether the long view might have it that irrespective who was in charge at that point, when you take into account the history, where the country came from, where it was going, the circumstances, perhaps he was not an outlier. Perhaps others might not have done things very different. So, you know, you can debate about that. The other issue is this thing about the tribunal, what emerged. Now, there's no question he did not satisfactorily answer questions. Are those questions going to arise again around money, around all that stuff? Within that, the issue that arises for Micheál Martin is, if all that is to be dragged up again, will it dominate things, and will it be a negative as far as Micheál Martin is concerned for the party in general and for its current image? And I think that's a big issue. Of course, the other thing with Bertie Ahern is, and you mentioned the issue of reunification of the island, there's no question his legacy in terms of what he did in the Good Friday Agreement is unimpeachable. His skills as a politician came to the fore during that period, not just his willingness to go the whole distance, but I think what was very important for that point, Gerry, was his capacity to take abuse, not let his ego get in the way, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's not as obvious an attribute as is there, and Bertie had it in spades when it was needed most. So you have a whole lot of things there for, I would suggest, the leadership of Fianna Fáil to consider whether they want to go. Of course, that's all on the basis he would want to himself, and he's a good nose himself, so I can't imagine him going for it unless he thought he'd have a good shot at it.
Yeah, that might be what ends up happening. We'll have to wait and see. Mick, what kind of election do you think it's going to be, or is it too hard to figure out at this stage how it's going to be? Is there any danger this will turn into a referendum on the government and not be about the presidency, or like in a cost of living crisis, or with the personalities of those involved? We don't know yet who's going to be running. We've got Catherine Connolly, perhaps a Sinn Féin candidate, definitely a Fine Gael candidate, and perhaps a Fianna Fáil candidate. That it comes down to an argument: what do Irish people want from a president, or will it be coloured by the mood of the nation in terms of we're going to give the government a kicking and not go for their candidates?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, Gerry. I mean, the one thing to say, first of all, is if Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin put forward candidates, and I'd be surprised if at least one of them don't, then you're automatically moving towards closing off the route for independence. Now, apart from that, I think it might be relatively fair to say, apart from Catherine Connolly, obviously, none of the independents who've been mooted have set the world alight. So it looks like that it will be around the Catherine Connolly on one side, represented by large sections, if not most of the opposition, and then Sinn Féin may have somebody there as well, and then on the other side, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. It could end up that way. I mean, one thing I'd worry about, for instance, one of the parties backing Catherine Connolly, People for Profit, yesterday, Paul Murphy, urged people to come out in favour of her and suggested that it was to give the government a kicking and that it would highlight issues like the triple lock in terms of neutrality and Gaza. Now, to me, that's the kind of, again, if you're talking about strategically electing, the president isn't there to voice a different view from the government of the day on the basis that some section of the electorate wants that voiced, you know. So there are dangers with all of that kind of thing. I think also the meat and drink stuff, the personality, the character, the capacity to debate and speak in public, I think those issues will come to the fore.
Not to downgrade it, the safe pair of hands, someone who won't embarrass us, someone who's a diplomat who can talk and promote the Ireland from a trade point of view, that sort of thing matters.
I think so, Gerry, and not only that, but as you say, easily this could turn into a business of kicking the government. We're only now in what, August? Last November we elected a new government, not just a new government, but the one that was there already. Now, they're unloved, I think it's fair to say, but quite obviously, very recently, the electorate, to this extent that they represent the country, put them back in there. So the notion that people are itching to kick the government, I wouldn't think is necessarily highlighted. However, if this is a second order election, for instance, like a council election, local authority, there might be more of that there. But it will be interesting from that point of view to see what is put forward in terms of the candidates and what is going to be the meat and drink of the election to see who gets over the line.
Yeah, now Paddy Lennon gets in touch and asks, what about Eamon O'Queeve for Fianna Fáil presidential nomination? Dev was his grandfather. And again, someone else who hasn't ruled himself out of the race.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a very good point in terms of that. Now, the one thing there, we mentioned Bertie Ahern and his issues with the tribunal. That was now, what, 17, 18 years ago. We go back to Dev next week, he'd be dead 50 years. So I question about the family connection. Eamon O'Queeve, very competent person, but would he have a reach? In fact, to be honest with you, Gerry, I think one of Fianna Fáil's biggest problems is that internally, bar Bertie Ahern, do they have anybody who has the capacity to grab the public imagination? No, that doesn't exclude them going outside the party, as they did, for instance, with Mary McAleese. If Micheál Martin is somebody up his sleeve, he'd want to be pulling them down pretty quickly now, because we're getting close to the time, you know?
Yeah, indeed. Mick, finally, look, interesting aspect of this in relation to what's already starting in this campaign. Catherine Connolly, the only real clear declared person running for the RS. Michael Healy-Rae came out very quickly to back Heather Humphreys. We were on the programme with him yesterday, questioning him about his decision not to back Sean Kelly. But in the context of that, he kind of fired a shot in this campaign, and he said he would not like Catherine Connolly to be president because of her views on the US and the EU. Is that an indication as to the tone of what we're going to see in the presidential election?
I think it probably is. I think in terms of Catherine Connolly, a highly competent parliamentarian, somebody who has very strong views about social justice, but also strong views about ideological divides on the global stage. And I think those are going to be brought into play. We saw that recently, that some of her positions might be regarded as possibly further to the left than the electorate is, but I'm sure she's well able to defend herself and articulate where exactly she stands and how she would conduct herself, irrespective of what her personal views might be, were she to be president.
Okay. All right, Mick, listen, we'll leave it there. Interesting stuff, interesting column in relation to that. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.